WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Good morning. 7:38, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
All right. So, here's the question for today. Comment on Facebook or give us a call, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Could you give up your smartphone for $100,000 if you did it for a whole year? Now, I bring this up because apparently Vitamin Water is having a contest. All right, you can go to the website and register, put your name in, and one person is going to have a chance to win $100,000 just by giving up their smartphone for a year. Now, here's the catch. I was reading a lot of comments on Facebook. I should have specified. You can't, like, replace it with an iPod. Mm-hmm. You can't use a tablet. Basically, any handheld device that is smartphone-esque.
Laptop?
You can't use. Laptop is different. Laptop, it doesn't say anything about that. So here it is. So if they pick you, you'll have to go 365 straight days without using your smartphone, iPad, anyone else's smartphone or iPad. And then you have to take a lie detector. So really, I think it's handheld stuff. Laptop is fine.
What if you have to call somebody?
It's smartphone. So you probably can use, like, maybe they give you like a burner phone. It doesn't say. Yeah. Okay. A 1996 era cellular telephone that you can use.
You go.
So you'll get that. But you cannot have a smartphone, iPad, iPod, anything like that.
Does that, what was it? The 1996?
It's just a 1996-esque phone.
Does it have Snake?
I don't think the 96 version did.
Head Snake?
I don't think so. Boy, 96 version was basic.
That makes it tougher.
So, could you do this under $100,000? No smartphone, no iPad, nothing like that.
So, my first thought was, well, I got a lot of stuff to take care of, like DJing, and, you know, I got a lot of responsibilities that depend on my smartphone.
Yeah.
But I ain't making $100,000 doing that. Yep. So, in that case, yeah of course.
I could do it. I really do think I could.
Well, of course you could. You barely use your smartphone.
That's true.
Anyway.
Mine's got a broke screen, everything like that. And I think, I think the big thing is you get through a month. Because there are times, I know I talk about our technology, it's ruining us. It is great. And you know what? The fact that we have the entire world's knowledge in our pockets is a miracle. It's an amazing thing. But we have become dependent on it to occupy our time. Yes, what's great is, you know what? You got to kill some time in a doctor's office. Mm-hmm. Flip through your phone. It's awesome to have that. Yeah. You know, you're waiting in line. Okay, flip through your phone. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I do think it has killed the creativity, the part of us that's able to find other things to do. You know what I mean?
I think it killed the social.
The conversation. Yeah, absolutely. So I really don't think it would be I think maybe for the first month, I'd be like, bah. Kind of wish I had something to do, occupy my time, but read a book, play a board game. I don't know. Like, there's other things to do.
I have one buddy left, left, who doesn't use a smartphone.
Yeah.
And he won't go to it, and he loves it, and he enjoys his life, man. I'm telling you, he's like, dude, I'm not indulging myself into it.
He
does fine.
I always make the excuse, well, I need it for work and emails, but really, I shouldn't be answering emails. One, my day is done anyways. My work day is done.
Yeah.
Kiki's real bad about that. And her excuse is, well, if I don't take care of it now, it's just going to get worse. Mm-hmm. And that's a terrible thing that we have set ourselves up with. The fact that we're always chained. Technically, she's working pretty much from the time she wakes up to the time she goes to bed. Mm-hmm. No, that's BS. 9 to 5. She's not getting paid for that at home.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's stressed if she doesn't take care of it because it'll be more of a hassle. Think about what they did before that. I tell you what, if it's that big of an emergency, call me.
I'll tell you why she's stressed out, because of us.
That's true. Good point. We do make her job more difficult.
We'll be talking about that a little later on today, because I got a great...
You screwed up.
I blew it.
You screwed up.
You blew it.
But seriously, though, it's become a chain that keeps us connected. Mm-hmm. Like, when I go on vacation, I love it. I don't get good cell service anyways, because I got U.S. Cellular, and around here, there's no towers. But most places I go, unless I'm in Wisconsin or, like, Springfield, Missouri, mm-hmm. where we were... I get crap for service. It's awesome. Most times I can't even use my phone because it doesn't work, and I think that helps.
That's why you still print out MapQuest directions.
Well, that's just good to have, all right? That's just good to have. Yeah. That's smart.
Yeah.
And I got a little binder full of all of them. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Do you think you could go a full year without using a smartphone, an iPad, anything like that? We'll get your answers. Comment on Facebook or give us a call. We'll be back. All righty. Good morning. 749. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on Facebook. Would you give up your smartphone for an entire year for $100,000? And you can't use anybody else's smartphone, and you can't use an iPad or a tablet or anything like that, all right? The reason we bring this up, a Vitamin Water has a contest going where they will give someone $100,000 if they give up their phone all of 2019. Now, don't worry. They're not going to leave you without an emergency phone. You're going to get good old brick phone, maybe a car phone. Who knows? But if you do it, get yourself $100,000. Now, if you make it only 6 months, you get $10,000.
Huh?
Now, this is kind of interesting.
If
because
you go 6 months and don't go the full year, you're a moron.
You're an idiot. Exactly. You went 6 months, you can go. How bad is it?
Yeah.
I really do think that I could do this. You know, I could do it. I really do think I could.
One more thing, too, before anybody asks, because this question will be asked.
Yeah.
They give you a lie detector at the end of the year.
Yeah, how do they know? They give you a lie detector. And I'm sure there's going to be anyone else who's not in the competition is going to have it because they don't want you to get $100,000. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to be scoping you out, man.
Yeah.
You better hope your name doesn't get out there.
Real quick, do you know how to beat a lie detector test?
You flex your...
You squeeze your sphincter every time they ask you a question.
I'm doing it right now.
Are you? Why are you making that face? You look like a newborn baby as he's doing the deed. Cross-eyed. Why is this guy going cross-eyed doing this lie detector test?
Practicing so I can beat my lie detector test. Anyway, a lot of people here on the on Facebook said they could do it. I could do it. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, I could do it. Yeah, hell yes.
I think there'd be, like, people sneaking in the bathroom, like the addicted people of drugs sneaking in, like, getting that one little fix in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to check this update real quick.
Well, and see, I think it almost becomes what it would be is it would take a little bit. I think it would take, you know, a month to really kind of like, oh, man, because it's such a habit now. What do? When you killing time, you grab your phone.
Phone and look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, them taking their phone away would be like them taking candy away from the movie Heavyweights.
I don't think you could do it, Hunter.
You don't think I could do it?
Because you do everything on your
phone.
It'd
be tough. I'm telling you, man.
You do everything
on
your
phone.
You
know what, man? I kind of called myself out the other day. Yeah. I'm the first person to, like, jump at bitching about people being on their phones and just buried in their phones. And as I'm bitching about it, I'm, like, looking at my phone, scrolling, not even looking at anything.
Looking at pictures of people on their phone. Like, look at those dumb bitches on their phone.
I am one of them. Damn it.
But again, it's... I don't blame us as a society for loving these things.
It's too much. It got to a point where it went too far.
Well, and
there's no turning back.
I told you too. There's this guy. I'll find the link and I'll post it on Facebook. And I cannot think of the guy, but he was talking about how children, their brains are not capable of handling the dopamine dump that we get from these phones, folks. There's a reason why you're addicted to your phone. It feeds you. Pleasure, all right?
Pleasure.
In your brain, it is feeding your brain dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Pleasure, information.
Basically like doing cocaine, that's what a smartphone does. Your brain, if you think it's just some little thing, no, your brain is having these pleasure sensors fired off and fed.
That's why when you put it down, you pick it right back up
exactly.
Again. You're like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I just checked that.
Your brain wants that fix. So now, could you do it for a year not having that? And a lot of people, pretty much damn near everyone said, yes, I could do it. And I don't think it's as easy as people say it is.
First month would be terrible.
Oh, God, it'd be terrible. But I think once your brain is kind of retrained, I think it would be a little bit easier. But that's why, yeah, like you said, if you went the 6 months and said, no, can't do it. Oh, give it to me. You're a moron.
Then you're going to be the guy trying to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's on their phone.
Yeah.
Like, but this guy, somebody get this guy a phone. Seriously, tell this guy to shut up.
But I like, yeah, exactly. God, this guy won't leave me alone.
He's trying to be social.
Trying to have a conversation.
It's 2018. You're trying to be social?
Raving psycho.
All right.
This guy asked me how my day was. Get out of here.
Would you bury your face into a phone, for God's sake? You're making all of us awkward.
I posted it on Facebook. Why am I going to tell you with my voice? It's weird. All right. Let's take a quick break. More when we come back. Hey, good morning. 801, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
And here we go.
All right, so everyone's been saying, you know what, I can totally go without my phone for $100,000 for an entire year.
Prove it.
I don't think people are being as hard on themselves as they should be.
Yeah.
We live on those phones. We really do. So if you missed out, Vitamin Water having a contest, you can actually sign up online now to compete. What you got to do is post on Twitter, Instagram, say how you'd use. It's funny. You got to post online to say, like, with your phone, more than likely,
right,
to say how you would go about doing it and why you should be picked. You can do that on Instagram or Twitter. Use the hashtag, hashtag no phone for a year and hashtag contest.
They should make you submit a paper application.
Honestly, yeah, they should. Yeah. Mail it in.
Whew. Old school.
That'd be tough.
Yeah.
And have to write a check.
Right. There's a couple fill out things a you check. Need to know how to
That's
do.
That's right. Maybe we should enter.
Yeah?
Here's what we do. We say we'll split the $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
We'll both go through. Because actually, we had a caller bring up a good point, though, is because we actually use a phone for work.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, technology nowadays, we literally broadcast from a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Microphone plugs into it. It's awesome how technology has made our job a lot easier.
Yeah.
But could we still use that phone for work?
Yeah, that's up to them, really.
Up to Vitamin Water?
Yeah. I think you should be able to. It's your job.
It's job related. And we can only use it for our job.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I think they'd be okay with
that. I guess you can. I mean, you have to have your phone for some things, right? It's just the way times are now.
But what, though? What would you absolutely need your phone for?
Well, for instance, it's what you just said. Like, we have to use that phone for work.
For work, though, but that's strictly for work. That's for broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And, yes, we do Facebook Live a lot. But let's say, okay, here's a catch. Facebook Live, we can do that during our remotes. Mm-hmm. We can only use it for that.
Mm-hmm.
And for broadcasting. We can't scroll online. We can't go on the internet while we're mm-hmm. hanging out the remote, which we don't do anyways. So that's it. Okay, but what else do we need our phones for?
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Here's what we do.
What?
I figured it out and thought about it. This is the best idea ever. So we're going to get 100 grand, 50 grand a piece, right?
Yep.
All right.
Well, it should be 75-25.
Why?
It's Brock and Hunter.
Oh, my God. You know what? Why don't you just give some to Rogers, too?
I would. I would.
I know you would. This is what we do. All right? We enter. We get into it.
Okay.
We still use our phones. We just lie about it. All right. For the full year. But we're going to make 100 grand. So we buy a high-end lie detector. So for that whole year, we learn how to beat that lie detector.
You already told me. You just got to flex your butthole.
Well, yeah. You got to.
I'm doing it right now. Yeah. Flexing.
You got to practice, though. You just That's can't true. Go into it blind.
You can't go in there with a unworked butthole.
All right.
He's you need going to flex that thing.
He's going there butt-ass naked.
I'm ready for this. I've been doing butt Kegels for a year.
Right.
Uh-uh.
That's a good idea, though, isn't it?
I'm literally doing it right now. So look at me. Look at me while I do.
No, I'm not looking at you in the eye, you weirdo.
My brown eye?
Why are you staring at me like that?
I think you're right. We got to beat.
I think we got to beat there, man.
All right, we'll enter the contest. We're going to win, and then we'll throw a rager. We'll just throw a huge party.
We'll be right. And we'll tell everybody via Facebook.
That's right. While flexing.
Vitamin Water's just like, these guys are absolute idiots.
While flexing our anuses.
Right.
Practicing for the lie detector test.
Rock 107.